Among the saints commemorated this day, St. Tryphon, Patriarch of Constantinople. The Emperor Romanus, who ruled Byzantium at the beginning of the 10th century, had a son, Theophylact, who was 16 years old when Patriarch Stephen died. The emperor wished his own son to become patriarch, because he had been promised to a spiritual calling right from a small boy. But because of his youth, he was timid about this. Tryphon, a simple, chaste, and honorable old man, occupied the patriarchal throne and held that position for 3 years. When the emperor's son attained his 20th year, the emperor had it in mind to remove Tryphon and replace him with his own son as patriarch. St. Tryphon would not relinquish his throne voluntarily, considering it a great scandal for such a young man to be elected to so responsible and difficult a position as that of patriarch. The signature of the innocent Tryphon was obtained on a blank piece of paper through the scheming of an evil bishop, and a false resignation was written above his signature in the imperial court. The emperor announced his resignation, and a difficult time of unrest began in the church, since the people and clergy took the side of Tryphon, the man of God. Then the emperor deposed the old patriarch by force and placed him in a monastery, raising his own son, Theophylact, to the patriarchate. St. Tryphon lived in the monastery as an ascetic for 2 years and 5 months and went to the Lord in 933. Through the prayers of Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.